Every year, just about when the cherry trees have lost their pink blossoms, comes something even more important, Public Service Recognition Week. It's a reminder that for every jerk, there are thousands of quality people working hard for citizens. Tim McManus is the Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. He spoke with Federal News Radio's Tom Temin.
As always, Tim, good to have you on.
And as always, always good to be on.
Public Service Recognition Week does come up right now. And what are some of the highlights for this year?
So, the highlights are many, as is always the case. And again, just to go back to your lead in as well, Tom, I think this is really a time to make sure that we're recognizing federal employees and the work that they're doing in a concrete way. So a few of the things that, are taking place this week have been, staples of past things as well is there will be some appreciation games. So federal employees will have an opportunity to get some discounted seats and discounted tickets for DC United games and for Washington Nationals games. There's going to be a public service 5K run and walk on Sunday, May 1st. And again, great opportunity to get out there, get a little exercise, enjoy the weather, and enjoy your colleagues and meet some great feds who are doing some great work. And then, of course, during this week as well, the Partnership for Public Service also announces our Service to America Medal finalists during that week as well. And again, Tom, as you well know, a group of really select individuals who have done some amazing work in government.
Whatever happened to the whole big display that used to be on the mall?
So I think one of the challenges was with the mall itself and just how much traffic it gets. And of course, now that it's under construction and everything else. The other thing that also just kind of happened with that is we felt like there was a good recognition or a good opportunity to get the general public to kind of see the role of government. But again, wanted to focus the spotlight a little bit more specifically on the employees, not just the agencies, but the employees who are doing work within government. And again, great opportunity to do that, in very different ways. And I think one of the things that we've seen blossom over the years, and again, I'd like to make the point here that if you're a federal leader, whether you're a frontline supervisor or somebody on the upper ends of the food chain, is that we ought to be thanking our employees, the federal workers, every single day. As you said, there are a lot of jerks out there, Tom, who are continuing to bash the work of federal employees. So we ought to be recognizing them and thanking them every day. But clearly, as Public Service Recognition Week is coming just down the pike, we ought to begin to think about what we as federal leaders might be able to do, particularly during this week, to recognize our employees. And there are a number of things that federal leaders have done in the past. A lot of agencies use this as a time to do a town hall or an all-hands meeting to thank their employees at their agency or within their bureau for all the work that they've done. And again, I think the key to this is also, as is anything, be specific about both some of the individuals, but also some of the specific work that actually takes place. A lot of agencies have their own awards programs as well, whether it's Secretary Honors Awards or what have you at agencies. And again, if you haven't teed it up within Public Service Recognition Week in the past, it may be too late to try to do that now, but think forward and say maybe this is actually a great time to do that, where we're recognizing our own employees in a different way. One of the other really neat things that we've seen happen at some agencies before, and I think about this when my own children were in elementary school, which is the leaders will actually do, like coffee and donuts in the lobby on a couple of days during the year as well. But more importantly than the coffee and donuts is you've got federal leaders at the front door welcoming their employees into the building that time of day as well. And again, I mentioned, my daughters, when they were in elementary school, having visions of dropping them off in front of the elementary school and the principal and the assistant principal almost every morning being at the front door, not just to greet parents, but to greet students and say, "We're so glad you're here today, Tom." And again, we might want to take a page out of a principal's handbook here and try to do that, again, not just during Public Service Recognition Week, but do it a little bit more frequently and make sure that we're recognizing employees for all the great work they're doing.
We're speaking with Tim McManus, Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. And some of the bashers are the politicians, but they like to get involved in this week also, too, in a positive way, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. In the past, during Public Service Recognition Week, a number of members of both the House and the Senate have used this as an opportunity to highlight federal employees on the floor of the House or on the floor of the Senate as well, and talk about, again, not just the work of the agency, but the work of individuals at agencies as well. And again, that's been a great way to do things. Some members in the past have actually either visited the agency offices in their home districts or even here in D.C. And spent some time with the employees as well, and thanking them for all of the hard work and the initiative and the creativity and innovation that they put in and day out in their jobs. So again, I think there's a great opportunity here to recognize, just like performance reviews, we shouldn't wait for once a year to do this, but given that there is a specific week designated for this, I think all of us ought to take time to make sure that we're doing that. So whether you're a federal employee yourself, you're a federal leader, think of ways right now and start putting some plans in action so that you can maximize this week. If you're just part of the general public, you know what? There are federal employees, particularly in this area, that live all around us. Make sure that we're actually taking time to say thanks to our neighbors who work for the federal government as well.
And what are some of the events that might be public that the public can witness this, or at least other federal employees and their families might be able to see what's going on?
So again, I think you know, the games that I mentioned earlier that actually allow federal workers a discount for that, there will be some recognition at those games as well. So it's not just that the federal employees have a discount, but that they will be announcing Public Service Recognition Week and asking fans at those games to actually recognize employees of the federal government who are in attendance. Again, I had also mentioned the Public Service 5K run walk, another great opportunity there to get in your exercise, say thanks to federal employees and walk alongside of them. And frankly, if you think about that, what a great symbol that is to have folks who are not working for the federal government as well, walking side by side, running side by side with federal workers, kind of the symbol of we're all in this together. And clearly, without the great work of federal employees, we'd be in a very different world right now.
Well, I'll probably be down at that race. I was there a couple of years ago and had a great time. And in fact, the National sent over one of the president figures to be there, characters that run around the park there. And also, while we're on this, the announcement coming out of the winners or the finalists for the Service to America medals, how will that all happen?
So again, an announcement with the agency leadership, a number of the nominees of Sammy's for Sammy's nominations will have an event on Tuesday of that week, May the 3rd, to formally recognize the finalists. So clearly a lot of press around that. Again, Tom, thanks to you and your colleagues at Federal News Radio as well for covering the great stories of our Sammy's finalists, not only during PSRW, but throughout the entirety of the year.